And the heavier it is in you, because the people have varying degrees of density in their pain body, the more likely it is that it'll drive you into consciousness, because the pain gets too much. I can't live like that anymore. And then suddenly, you notice it when it arises. The first sign of it you may be able to catch. A little event triggering an enormous reaction. Oh, what's that? And you notice that emotional movement inside you. You're present. What then happens? We don't know. The pain body may still arise, depending on your degree of presence. A strange thing happens when the pain body comes up. It uses an opportunity. We mentioned the car. Could be your partner who makes a remark or a comment that the pain body can use as an opportunity to arise. What did you mean when you said that? Were you accusing me? Why are you accusing me? The partner says, I wasn't accusing you of any. Yes, you were accusing. And to observe it then, as it arises. Whether you can do that depends on your degree of presence. And it's quite possible that you can detect it. For most people, it works like this. They become conscious just after it's happened. A pain body episode has happened. The pain body came up, a drama developed, perhaps with your partner or at work, or some other member of your family, or even with a stranger. Drama developed. There was perhaps a lot of shouting and fighting, and then pain body fed itself on the emotional pain and then subsided and went back to its dormant state. And then some consciousness comes back. What was that? What was all that about? Sometimes partners can do it. After the drama, they can both say, what was all that about? And then you think, how did it start? We can't even remember what the whole thing was about. In some cases, they can't even remember how it all started. It was about nothing in many cases. Much ado about nothing, Shakespeare's play. And then they become conscious, there was our pain body, or there was my pain body. That was it, okay. Well, let's see if next time we can catch it a little bit sooner. And then usually it arises in one person before it triggers the reaction in the other. So it can sometimes happen that one partner remains conscious and observes the arising of the pain body in the other. And then perhaps can either point it out or, if that's too dangerous, can simply be intensely present in the body and simply be there as an aware presence, a non-reacting presence. But that requires great intensity of presence because the pain body is clever, very clever. It knows the weak points where you're most likely to react. Or if you think it's all too much for you, you can quietly walk out of the room. But who knows what happens after that? Of course, as you know, it's easier to see it in others than in yourself. And if you're genuinely present and say, there's your pain body, it's starting, the other person may become conscious at that moment and say, yeah, you're right. Or the pain body may already have taken possession of their thoughts. And so the person can no longer see it. And a pain body then will never admit that he or she is the pain body, of course. If you ask, are you the pain body? They would not admit to it. but they would probably tell you that you are the pain body. Or throw something at you. Or deny the whole thing. All that nonsense about pain body. So pain body is a great challenge. It is not personal. It does not mean there's something wrong with you. Usually, as presence arises, the gap between the ending of a pain body episode and the arising of conscious presence, when you recognize what has happened, gets shorter and shorter. At first, you might need an hour or two after an episode, and then, or even a day, and then you look back what happened yesterday. Oh, that was. And then that shortens, and then you may be able to be present either when it's not yet, either has not fully arisen yet in its very early stages, that of an emotional reaction trying to move into your mind, and you may be able to catch it then, watch it. Maybe able to catch it as it begins to subside. The episode is coming to an end, and gradually you're getting tired of the drama. It's exhausting, of course. And at that moment, pain body is still partly there. You catch it and say, oh, I can still feel it. There it is. It also happens very frequently that the pain body, when it needs to feed on more pain, comes up, and you are there, very present, very alert, and you see it. So it meets the light of presence. And usually it may stick around for a little while to see if it can get through there somewhere. Presence, by the way, is not holding it down. Presence never exerts any effort on anything. It never resists anything. Presence never holds the pain body down in any way. That is a dangerous thing. One could do that through willpower. I have no negative emotion because I'm spiritually advanced. I'm just not seeing them. I'm just not, they don't exist. And of course, then they'll come out where you in very strange ways. So you cannot hold the pain body down. You can for a short while, and then it'll come up in the strangest ways, and you do the weirdest things, including physical violence, or you inflict cruelty on people and don't even know it. Or you make your body very ill. If the pain body has no other outlet, it can become very destructive. An unexpressed emotion churning around you for years